You know what? That theme, man, do I get up for the segment of Vets Talk with the great Captain Robert Cornicelli in his 21 years, by the way, of service. 8 in the Navy, 13 in the Army. The great organization, Veterans for More Responsive Government, in which the great Captain oversees many of our veterans out there who need help, and he gets that help in such a major way. Bill Monsouris as well. How much can you say about the great Monsouris Creative Productions? And we welcome both into the area, our studios. Captain, how are you?
Standing, Jay. How are you?
Mr. Monsouris with us? Don't be shy, Bill. Don't be shy. See, Bill likes to go under the radar, but you know, you can't sweep a Bill Monsouris under that rug because he's so vital to the process.
Absolutely.
Here. Guys, great stuff. So much going on. You know, Captain, this is the time of the year. You know, November the 1st is on Sunday. It's holiday time without question, although does it feel like a holiday time? Who knows? With pandemics in place and everything. Give us an idea what's happening. What's going on with you?
Ah, great stuff going on, Jay. You know, the other show that we're doing in the ring is bringing us in a little bit of money to help veterans, and we got a call yesterday. Our veterans call was down, needed about $1,500, maybe even more, of transmission work, and he brought it over to Nissan on Nissan of 112. And, you know, we were able to pay that bill, and a rep from Nissan of 112 is coming on because I think they cut it in a third. So this is a time where people really start giving, and, you know, we have so many events going on this fall. So it's a great time.
Yeah, I think of, you know, all you do, clothing drives, everything. Dinners for the homeless vets. I think we got the great Tom O'Grady coming on. Tuscany Gourmet Market. We're going to talk to Tom. We're going to talk to a veteran in need. We've got the clothing drive. Tell us a little bit about the clothing drive with the Northport VA, sir.
So every fall we do a clothing drive. We started around, you know, depending on the weather, we started beginning of October, and we try to get people to volunteer to have their houses as a drop-off point, and they can contact all their friends to gather their clothes and bring them to that drop-off point, and then a couple of us, Paul Musso, Bill, and I think Tom Sullivan, a bunch of us, we go out in a big trailer and pick up all the clothes. We try to do it December 1st, depending on how many we have. Last year we did it the same day we did the Dinners for Homeless Vets, so it was great. We were out in front of Ragazzi. We had three tables full of Christmas toys. We had all the food we had to go deliver, and we had all the clothes, so it was pretty funny.
There you go. Good
but, you know,
stuff.
Filling that clothing bank is very important because that's where veterans can go and get something that they need without really people knowing that they're in need.
I tell you, I love that story with the transmission. Listen, when you get guys stepping up like Nissan is, you know, that's what's going on right now. You know, it's about helping one another here.
Yeah, and this guy said he's going to call in. He really wanted to say how it feels to be down and get a response like almost immediately, but also from the place he brings it to. You know, we always bring them to Roadside Lindenhurst. They are one of the greatest human beings in the world. They barely charge us, Jay. I think he's even eaten some of the cost. But this time we found another person willing to be a part of what we do.
You look at these toy drives. Last year, I'll never forget, we did that on the show with these kids and everything else. I mean, it's just great when you can have a toy drive, Hanukkah time, Christmas time. Nothing like seeing a smile on a kid's face, right? I mean, that's what's going on at all times during the holidays now for you guys.
Yeah, and one of the special things that we do is, you know, it's kind of embarrassing for a parent who needs help to have someone else give their children toys. So we don't go out and just buy a bunch of toys and give them to the kids. What we did, and you were part of it last year, is we had Santa Claus in here. And we had Santa Claus give the toys to the kids so it didn't, you know, the parents didn't have to look or feel awkward. And that's the same thing we do with our Christmas Hanukkah toys is Jay DiMucci from All Island Restoration, he buys 90% of them. He doesn't care how many people need them. And anyone out there listening, if you have a veteran in need who is going to have problems this holiday season with toys, contact us. We'll buy off your child's Christmas list or Hanukkah list. We'll get them and we'll give them to the parents to give them on the holiday. And that's the special
part of
it. Yeah.
It's great stuff. It really is. That's that's the work you do is so vital. Now, for those who don't know, and maybe he's a little more humble, talk about it, but the great captain has a show now in the afternoons. And give the folks an idea what it's all about, and when could people hear you?
Well, Jay, thanks to you and some of your buddies here at 103.9. They gave us a show Tuesday at 4 o'clock where what we're trying to do is bring back old-school debate and kind of make it more about the subject matter that they're talking about, not the person. Too often you see in politics, they're going back at each other, you're this, you're that, and they're not talking about the subject, and it takes away from the debate. Even in the media, they're more interested in attacking the person rather than what the person's done. And we focused last night on 60 Minutes and how there was such a bias there. But the reason we're doing the show is all the proceeds that we make go to our veteran group, which makes us able to help more veterans across Long Island. Money's key. You can't expect every repair shop to pay for
You're right.
Yeah, so that helps us subsidize it. And, Bill does the work for nothing. He videotapes everything so we can get out on YouTube and try to make some money on ads there. And, Nancy Marks from Campaigns Unlimited, she does all our treasurer's stuff for free. So when you have no overhead, you can help more veterans.
No doubt. Bill, get on mic a second because, you do some great work. Talk a little bit about it. Can we get Bill on the mic there?
Yeah, I'm right Nance, here.
There you go. Bill, tell the folks a little bit about Creative Productions because, we hear you every couple of weeks, but we don't know enough about you. But tell the folks exactly what's going on.
Basically, we're an independent production company. We do everything from infomercials to corporate identity pieces to training films for corporations. And we also do live audiovisual support for live events. If you're having a live event for a charity or a not-for-profit or even a corporation, we do big sales rallies and stuff like that, which is kind of dead right now. Nobody's doing any of that stuff, but that's what we do.
And you do it well. You do it well.
Thank you.
The work that Bill does, Captain, the work that Bill Monsouris does is just invaluable there. It really is. He aids you so much as far as everything, right? This stuff.
It's about getting the word out. And without 103.9, without the opportunity you've given me, without Bill's talent of putting together a piece that can, make someone, you got to touch their hearts, make them cry a little bit and understand, hey, you live in a nice house, four walls, heat. Other people aren't. They're on the street or they're in a shelter trying to get better. They're in, like a Phoenix house trying to overcome some substance dependency that, it's not like they just go out and look for drugs. They get hooked on painkillers from real bad injuries in the military. And you got to get that message out. And there's no one better than Bill, capturing that stuff and making people realize just give a little, not asking for a lot.
Do we have any news on what's happening as far as that Northport VA is concerned? You and I talk about this all the time with Dr. Sanchez, who has taken over the reins as far as interim director there. What can you tell us? So what about the repairs, the swimming pool, surgical units? Where are we at with all this stuff?
Well, Building 11's under protest right now. I spoke to Frank Amalfitano. He was on last week, and I thought he was going to touch on it. But they're protesting him a third time. He's beaten two protests. He's won the contract. And some big organization out of Manhattan who just looks to grab a couple of these smaller contracts. It's not a big contract. And get some expertise in that area and then, go for some large, and talk about multi-million dollar homeless shelter contract in the city. That's what this company does, and they're holding. You see, that's the problem. You're hurting vets by holding it up because you want a little taste. And they're not a service-disabled veteran-owned business like Frank's, Beacon House. Selfishness, greed, can't stand it, Jay.
Well, it always rears its ugly head in these types of deals. You know that. You know, you and I speak all the time regarding the VA in Northport. And, you know, we talk about dollars and repairs and Washington, politicians out there for photo ops sometimes. Did anybody mention Chuck Schumer? No. But, you know, here's the thing. The problem is transparency. We don't get a lot of information regarding this type of institution. In the meantime, who suffers? The veterans suffer because they're not getting the services they need. You know, this has been going on for years and years and years, and we don't get a lot of information there. And I think they have an obligation to put it out there for these individuals to see what's going on. And we have to alert the powers that be, right? Because if there's issues, and there are issues there, well, they got to be attacked in the proper fashion. How do you attack it? Well, unfortunately, Washington sometimes does not do its job. Listen, how long have you and I been talking about the Liverpool bill, right?
Forever. Still stuck in committee.
And it's still stuck. It's in limbo. So in essence, when we bring on a Tom Suozzi and we want answers, and it sounds good when somebody's on the radio here and saying, yeah, we're going to take care of it, you know, and a letter is drafted and then sent to us after the show, and here we are now. We're 6 days out of the election, and we still don't have answers as far as where we stand with some of this stuff. It drives you crazy. But that's what happens with this bureaucracy and everything else. You know, we have a cluster you-know-what happening all the time, and in essence, nothing gets done. And unfortunately, Captain Cornicelli, that's a derivative of what goes on here.
You know, this is an apolitical show. We will bring on or talk to anyone who responds to the requests, but you have to call it the way you see it. And with Nancy Pelosi in the House never being in session, and when they are, it's for these like trillion-dollar bills that want to give, you know, the what do they call it? The help for what the heck is it? When they gave out the $1,200 or $1,300
CARES Act.
The CARES Act, yeah, but she did the HEROES Act where it was going to illegal aliens, or Kennedy for the Center for Performing Arts. But that liver fluke bill is sitting there. Like, they have all this money to give to governors who destroy states, yet the veterans who live in those states are not doing anything for.
Yeah. And that's what it is. You know what I mean? And that's what it is. It just sits there and sits there and sits there. And that's why we have issues here. And that's why, you know, when we see this back and forth, when we see this stimulus package go back and forth like a ping pong match, knowing damn well nothing's going to be done before November 3rd, we know that. Why? Because it gets political. You know, the fact is it gets political. So, in essence, unfortunately, the people that suffer are all residents, veterans, you name it. Steve Klein on the line. Captain, if you don't mind, sir, the honor of the introduction.
Steve, how are you today?
Not too bad. How are you, Captain C?
Good. Jay, this is Steve. He's one of the veterans we helped out recently, and Nissan of 112. They'll be on shortly after Steve. They helped him with his vehicle. Welcome to the show, Steve.
So, hey, how you doing, Captain C? I'm really pleased to be on the show, and I'm glad Nissan 112 is going to be I'm catching up with you guys too. Yeah, I just wanted to take a second to throw out a big thanks. It's hard to explain, but sometimes veterans do find themselves in situations, despite your education or your how long you've been out of the military or many other different things where there's been some challenges, and especially in the last year. And I have been one of those people, and never really thought I'd be in that situation, but I have been. And Veterans for a More Responsive Government has helped me where others were unable to or unwilling to be honest with you. And it's made a huge difference. I'm turning a certain corner now, which I'm very happy about. And, without the car repairs that would have done, I would have been, in a tough situation. So, I wanted to, I'm hoping people will support your organization more. I'm planning on doing what I can on my end once I get back on my feet as well. I just wanted to say thank you.
No problem. That's what we're here for.
Steve, we can't thank you enough for your service. And you sound great. And listen, on turning that corner and everything else, just keep us posted on anything you need, okay? And hopefully you have, and hopefully, yeah, cancer.
Yeah, so. I definitely will, for sure. Thank you.
Can't thank you enough. Steve Klein, now Steve brought up, and thank you, Steve. Appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much for your service, without question. You mentioned Nissan 112. I believe we have Paris on the line. Paris, if you don't mind, Captain, the introduction, sir.
Now, this is a funny introduction because I was talking to the general manager's assistant, Tammy, at Nissan 112, and she said she was going to have Paris come on, and Paris is a veteran, which is great, and she happens to be the cousin of Bill Mountzoris, who's sitting across from us. So welcome,
hey,
Paris.
How about that?
I can't hear anything.
You can?
Nope, I cannot.
Okay. We'll try and get her going. Amanda will get it going. Paris and Nissan and everything else did the work on Steve's car. Transmission jobs can run thousands of dollars. Take it from me. I know.
You know, the initial... I'm sorry.
Nobody's immune to having a transmission done, I'll tell you that much.
The initial cost, Jay, was like $4,000.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
And I think we paid under $1,000.
That's unbelievable. That really is. And you know, you factor in labor and everything. Do we have Paris? We don't know. All right. We're figuring that out now. All right. Let's see. Captain, pick it up. See who I believe we have Paris from Nissan. So if it is, if not, that's okay. But that's what happens.
Should have Tommy on now, too, I think, right?
Tom O'Grady is popping on in a minute or two from the Great Tuscany. But, yeah, those transmissions, I tell you, when you get into do something like that for somebody with labor costs, transmission folks, you take out the engine and everything else, a lot of work involved. That's a lot of money. It really is.
And you know, Jay, the funny thing about it is there wasn't even a hesitation in their voice to help. There wasn't even, well, come on. I mean, we took a hit on this. It was, what do you need? I said, well, I have maybe a couple of $100 left in our account. How much you have? I told them, like, that's it. We'll take it. And you hear the voice on Steven. When he first called me, I actually got chills up. The hands of my arms were sticking up because I'm like, uh-oh, could this be one of those 22? And he called me 3 days ago, and I was like begging people, we need money, we need money, we need money. Help me get money. And I called him yesterday. I'm like, listen, I think we got this. And it just, you could hear in his voice the change.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. Really good stuff. And listen, you know, people answer the call. But while we wait for Paris, a guy who always answers the call is Mr. Tom O'Grady. So let's get to Mr. Tommy O. He's got that, you hear me talking about Tuscany folks all the time, the Tuscany Gourmet Market in the middle of place. There's no place like it. I swear by it. Mr. O'Grady, it is great to have you, sir.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Hey, Tommy.
What's going on, Rob? You know, like,
full
to believe about everything that's going on.
Yeah, full disclosure, Captain. You know, O'Grady's one of these guys. He's the most generous man in the world. He really is. There's nobody like him in the business. And if you can elaborate on that a little bit for me.
Jay, I called Tommy yesterday or the day before, and I'm like, listen, I'd like you to come on Vets Talk and talk about how much it means to you to help veterans. He always does our Super Bowl, and he jumps in there when someone else backs out. And the first words out of his mouth is, forget that. Am I doing Thanksgiving? Am I paying for Thanksgiving? Are we getting these vets food for Thanksgiving? Right, Tommy?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so it makes you like, it gives you chills knowing there are people out there who do anything for someone else, even during a pandemic.
There's nobody like him. I'm not kidding. I've known the man for a long time. He's that way. He's just that way. You know, this really resonates with you, Tom. It really does. You always come to the forefront on this thing. It's got to be a great feeling. You're helping so many people out.
It's a great feeling to a point, but then sometimes, you know, you feel ashamed about the other people that are around that doesn't understand how these veterans that did their job, they were asked by our government to do a job and sent in, and they went there with no hesitation. It's now that they're home, they're, you know, wounded, having, you know, some issues reverting back into the public life, or, you know, having to get settled back in and nobody to be there for them, it's a shame. It really is a shame that, you know, people think twice about this. And you shouldn't have to. It should be a thing that steps up immediately. You know, yeah. We don't ask a lot.
You know, it doesn't sound like much sometimes to people, but I'll tell you, and Frank Amalfitano said it on the phone last week on Vets Talk, the men and women in the shelters are constantly asking, when are we going to get the meal? I mean, I'm not making it up. You heard them, Jay. Mm-hmm. That's all they ask about is, when are we going to get these meals? When are they coming this year? They're so excited about it. And you make it happen.
No, I will always be there.
I know you.
Because I'm a firm believer, and I know where I came from. I knew how I grew up. And, you know, people have to learn to respect other people that have been through hardships due to for what the government has asked them to do. And, you know, it's a shame that the government doesn't do more. And, you know, all you hear is about budgets, taxes, this, that. But you never hear about the ones that have been on the front lines. And that's a shame. It really is a shame.
It really is. You said it best, Tom. You know, they give so much, but they don't get a lot in return when they come home. And that, you know, and that's the biggest problem. We talk about, and it's the same theme, Captain, right? Same theme all the time. Same common denominator is the fact that they just don't get recognized enough, whether it be at the VA center in Northport, whether it be at getting them back in society with jobs and whatnot, making sure they're okay, making sure they have a roof over their heads. We just are lackluster in that. And it starts, you know, it starts at the top. I mean, it starts in Washington, but it starts in both sections, Senate, House. You know, we got to do a better job. You know, we can't bicker all the time and make it a game of political football. You got to think about these individuals a little bit more.
And that's what, you know? That's what November 3rd is all about. That's when that's the American way. That's when we decide who we want to fix it.
And that's what Tom O'Grady is about, from the great Tuscany Gourmet Market in Miller Place, Route 25A. It's the best place in the world. I'm telling you, best food I have ever had. I say that in true honesty, folks. True honesty. Tommy, we thank you for all you do, and continue the great work, sir.
No, thank you. I really miss both of you guys.
I'll see you at the end of the week, Tommy.
Thanksgiving. Looking forward to
Thanksgiving. I'll see you soon. I will see
you
soon. I promise you that, the great Tom O'Grady. Now, we also, we mentioned about Steve Klein and the transmission, and the great folks over at Nissan just stepped up beyond. And I believe we have Paris on the line right now. Tom,
excuse me,
Captain, go ahead.
Good morning, Paris. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. It's great to hear your voice.
Can you hear me now? Excellent.
We got you. Paris, you know, we can't thank you enough for the great work you did with regarding the car for Steve, a veteran. And, you know, give us a little background on yourself.
Actually, it was our pleasure. I am a Navy veteran. I've been with the Tantillo Auto Group and Nissan 112 for the last 8 years. They're phenomenal people. They step up and go out of their way to help veterans. And everybody, anybody really that comes to them with, you know, some kind of need, they always step up, always give some kind of a discount. They go above and beyond.
Well, you know, you did as well with this great individual, Steve Klein. You know what? Sometimes it goes a little bit under the radar but this one needs to be out there as far as your great dealership and how you stepped up. You know, it's just fantastic to hear about. You know, Captain said the hairs on his arms and everything else. You know, I got chills right now because it's such a great act of kindness. It really is. You don't have that a lot these days, you know. And I think, you know, when we see what goes on in our world today, we need a little bit of that. We need a big dose of kindness. And you guys have showed that. It's great stuff, Paris. Can't thank you enough, really. Tremendous.
Awesome. It was our pleasure.
And thank you for your service there in the Navy. Wonderful stuff. I tell you, a captain, it never ceases to amaze me, the great work of some of these people.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, and just calling up there and hearing the excitement in their voice to help another person eases your mind that, hey, you just have another resource you can go to if you need to. You have that one vet you think's close and you can help them out, call right over to Paris. And, you know they're going to tell you whether they can do it or not, and they'll be honest.
No question. Can't thank you enough. Again, give us a little plug now as far as the afternoon show again, sir.
Yeah, so the afternoon show is called In the Ring with Captain C. We try to do an old school debate where it's about the issues, and I just moderate it. I'm fair. I don't choose who wins. We just want the listeners to call in and say, we think that person presented their argument better. And we're going to touch on all the national issues, especially if they pertain to veterans. It's a great show. I'm not as smooth as you, Jay, but I'm getting there. Take me a couple
on,
of years.
You're an old pro.
No way.
You're an old pro.
But at least, the money goes, when we get more, we just need a couple more sponsors, the money will come to the veterans group, and we'll be doing it.
Yeah, well, you keep doing it right. We await an election in 6 days. We got Vets Day to concentrate on. Vets Day coming up in a couple of weeks. We look forward to that so we can honor all. And just keep up the great work, of course, talking about everything you do. Besides the 2 decades plus of service in the Navy and the Army, let's not forget the job, the great job that Captain Robert Cornicelli does. His incredible organization, Veterans for a More Responsive Government. And let's not forget Bill Monsouris.
Always.
Monsouris is always a quiet one at the table. But you know what? Creative Productions and everything else, he sheds light on this, no pun intended, with all the great work he does at his company. William, we thank you so much, sir. Appreciate it. Captain, until we meet again, I look forward to the next round of Vets Talk, sir.
I
thank you
it.
So much.
Thank you for the opportunity, Jay.